Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the senior speaker competition for the class of 2013. We're recording this, as you know, and I'm going to make a couple of introductory remarks just to sort of set the tone for those who might listen in at a later time over the web. My name is Michael Ford. I'm Associate Vice President for Campus Life, and one of my jobs for the last 17 years has been to coordinate commencement for the College of Arts and Sciences, and it's one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy doing. And I have for the last 20 years now also coordinated this senior speaker competition. My job is to invite faculty and seniors to volunteer for the committee. I've also asked faculty to nominate seniors for speakers, and several have. Several of you speaking tonight may have been nominated. My job is to facilitate the committee, move things along. I do not vote on this committee, never have. The selection committee is seated in the audience with you, and that selection committee are your classmates. There are five graduating seniors who are on the committee: Megan Cleland, Rain Pelle, Walter Poltinas, Megan Sadler, and Tiffany Wang, all of whom are volunteers, and thank you very much for doing this. Joanne Geddes is our faculty representative. Joanne is the Director of Academic English Studies up here. And hopefully we have one more staff member who's going to be joining us. If that person does join us and we are in the process of giving remarks, then that person will be excluded from making any comments on the speaker who is in process. Once we get started on this, I will be introducing each of the speakers by your name, your major, and your hometown. And the eight of you who are competing for this tonight are a rather select group. There are 444 of you in this class, and eight of you have taken this on, and so I want to thank you. It's not an easy job, as you know, to write a speech to where you're essentially delivering remarks on behalf of your class. Thank you very much for doing it. It's considerable effort on the part of all of you. As you know, tonight we are recording this, and what we'll be doing with all of the speeches, except the speech that is chosen to as the one that will be recommended to Dean Jordan, all of those speeches will be put up on the website. So you're giving the speech tonight, but if you've signed a senior release form, it means you've given us the college permission to put it up online. So you're giving this tonight, but you're also, there'll be lots of people who have an opportunity to hear your speech. For the seven of you who won't be selected as the senior speaker. We only choose one, all right? And again, the if you've signed a speaker release form, thank you. That's not one of the criteria by which you will be evaluated. You've all had a chance to look at those evaluation criteria. They're posted, so you're aware of them. We had one additional member of the selection just join us, and that's Tricia Brand, Associate Dean of Students. I'm going to introduce you first by alphabetically, just so that we have a sense of everyone who is here speaking. Malia Aguilar, mathematics major from Honolulu, Hawaii. Lindsay Boss, psychology English major from Telluride, Colorado. Elias Brockman, philosophy and political science major from Salem, Oregon. Aaron Flaster, philosophy major from Mill Valley, California. Sam Kellogg, sociology anthropology major from Providence, Rhode Island. Ethan Crisman, a history major from Alta Loma, California. Ian Lake, biology major from Colville, Washington. And Matthew Rugamba, who is from Kigali, Rwanda. Now, we've done a random ordering of the speeches. And What I would like to say is that we're going to have a good time tonight. I know this is a little stressful for you giving speeches, but this is really a very celebratory evening. The committee is going to make some decisions later on, but I want you to feel very good about what you're doing. I've had the opportunity to read all the speeches, and I'm always it's heartwarming to know the kinds of perspectives that you bring to this institution, the depth of your maturity, the kinds of things that make a difference to you. It matters to this college. It matters. You matter. And so what I'd like you to do is that as I introduce people, make sure you give them a hearty ovation as they come forward and as they complete their speeches. And then in between, we're going to pause for a little bit so that our evaluators have some time to work on the forms that they have and jot down their notes. So there'll be 2-3 minutes in between speeches where you're welcome to come on up and help yourself to refreshments. And with that, I'll get us started pretty close to on time here tonight. let me see if I can get this right here. All right, our first, and by the way, when you come up here, make sure you adjust this so that you're comfortable with it. It's important for all of us to be able to hear you. Can you hear me up and back, by the way? It's coming through loud and clear? All right. So take your time to get this adjusted to you. It's a movable microphone. Feel comfortable with it. And I'll be timing you once I can figure out how to do that on my smartphone. I know it's not complicated, but it's a new experience for me. So all the speeches are kind of 7 to 9 minutes, give or take. And I'll be timing you just so we have a sense of that, and you will too. We will begin tonight.